And less than a week until Christmas, and our Peace of Mind columnist Judy Kucharik still doesn't have a tree up. Here she is.
We outgrew our Christmas tree. No, reverse that. Our Christmas tree outgrew us, which one would think would be darn near impossible because it was an artificial tree, but it happened. Every year I'd put it up all by myself and decorate it all by myself and would think, this tree is huge. So after a lengthy discussion, meaning that I briefly mentioned it to Bob that we were getting rid of it, I advertised my Christmas tree for sale and I sold it. I believe the advertisement went something like this. Artificial Christmas tree for sale, 7 feet tall and very full, which is why I'm replacing it with something a wee bit smaller and slimmer so that it takes up less room. Comes in a handy big red bag that I drag up the stairs every November like a big lifeless body. It's not pre-lit, meaning you got to put lights on it circa 2005. If everything I've said doesn't scream buy me, I don't know what else to say. Let me know if you're interested. Of course it sold immediately. Now we needed a replacement. I casually suggested that we go down to Canadian Tire and look at the artificial trees for sale. I say casually because it was a clearly calculated maneuver, as I'd already been down to Canadian Tire and found a tree that I'd liked and wanted to purchase. It was 6.5 feet tall and very slim, which I realize sounds like I'm projecting, and perhaps I was, but darn it, I haul that tree upstairs by myself every year. I decorate that tree by myself every year after I rearranged the living room furniture to accommodate that big tree. I wanted a smaller tree. I deserved a smaller tree. I've earned a smaller tree. As we enter the store, I steer Bob towards the lineup of trees. The one I'm interested in is about fourth from the right, nestled between a silver-toned 7-foot tree and a large white tree. It is perfect in every way, the perfect size, the perfect price, the perfect color green. Bob shrugs and instead looks past that wee tree at the much larger, more expensive tree and says, I like that one. Oh, Crapasaurus! This manipulation was going to be more difficult and complex than I originally thought. I resort to gaslighting and respond, You do? You were just saying that we needed something smaller. Don't you remember? By the way, folks, gaslighting is bad. We should never do it because it's a form of psychological abuse, and that makes it doubly bad. But I wanted a smaller tree, so I was pulling out all the stops. The confusion on his face meant that the gaslighting tactic might be working, and I pounced. So this one, and I point at it, would probably be perfect, don't you think? Of course we want to get something we both like, which is code for, if Mama's not happy, no one's happy. He looks at the smaller tree and then back at the bigger tree and says, I'm pretty certain that this one is smaller than our last one. Darn it, he's right. Both trees are smaller than our previous, but the one he liked was the largest of the two and still was bigger than I wanted to get. My brain was flashing, abort mission, abort mission, and I knew that things were not going to shake out like I wanted. That if I didn't do something soon, we would be taking home another big tree. So I used the tried and true pretend that both of us matter equally tactic. And I said, well, we should probably wait to buy one until we find something we both like. And then I point at something across the store and begin pushing the cart in that direction. The search continues. For CBC Radio and still treeless, I'm Judy Kucharik.